Pandora's Seed, The Unforeseen Cost of Civilization by Spencer Wells. Narrated by Spencer Wells. Copyright 2010 by Spencer Wells. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Random House, an imprint of the Random House Publishing Group, a division of Random House Incorporated, and was produced in the year 2010 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. To Pam, for peace, love, and understanding. The gods presented her with a box into which each had put something harmful and forbade her ever to open it. Then they sent her to Epimetheus, who took her gladly, although Prometheus had warned him never to accept anything from Zeus. He took her, and afterward, when that dangerous thing, a woman, was his, he understood how good his brother's advice had been. For Pandora, like all women, was possessed of a lively curiosity. She had to know what was in the box. One day she lifted the lid, and out flew plagues innumerable, sorrow and mischief for mankind. In terror, Pandora clapped the lid down, but too late. One good thing, however, was there. Hope. It was the only good the casket had held among the many evils, and it remains to this day mankind's sole comfort in misfortune. As retold by Edith Hamilton. Foreword. True, Western societies are much better off materially than they were 40 years ago. But why is there so much crime, vandalism, and graffiti? Why are divorce rates so high? Why are we seeing declines in civic engagement and trust? Why have obesity and depression reached epidemic proportions, even amongst children? Why do people call this the age of anxiety? Why do studies in most developed countries show that people are becoming unhappier? Richard Tompkins, Financial Times, October 17, 2003.